Hey, Roman.
Agriculture, Investment, Policy, and Budget Committee will come to order. Members, we're going to look at our spreadsheet. Good news is we were supposed to be cut about 17 and a half, putting our 18 million. A little negotiating and a little maneuvering, we've got that cut down to just 8. So, Dan, if you will start, Sue.
Sure. Mr. Chairman and members, you should have a spreadsheet that's included in your packet. We'll be working off the columns labeled Senate Budget, fiscal years 10 and 11. And then there's a shaded column next to that shows Senate minus Gov. And if there's a positive there, that means that's a reduction that we didn't do. And if there's a negative there, it means there's that compared to the governor's budget. If there's a negative there, that means this is a reduction that's bigger than the governor. Let's go to the bottom line first. On page 2, you'll see at the bottom there, under the Senate budget, there's an $8 million net general fund savings with this proposal. That includes $8.1 million worth of reductions, and there's a one-time spending item of $100,000 that goes to Veteran Affairs for the Honor Guards, and that was in the governor's budget. The governor had that as an ongoing program, but this proposal just has it as one time. The governor had proposed $4.753 million worth of reductions, and then also did a one-time transfer of a little over $1 million, and this was mostly coming out of the Ag Fund. This proposal does not have that transfer in it. So the getting down to the $8 million is all in general fund reductions. So going back to the beginning, the way the spreadsheet works is line 2 is the general fund expenditures for the Department of Ag based on the February forecast that just came out. And then there's reductions, proposed reductions underneath that. Almost all of the, or all of these reductions were a part of the governor's budget, and there's a couple that we are proposing not doing. And also, I need to make a little correction. On line 11, over in columns 12 and 13, I should be carrying $27,000 reduction instead of 96. That follows the reduction in fiscal year 11. So it's just adjusting the tails. Forgot to carry that over correctly. But again, all the reductions are at the same level the governor had proposed for all the categories. Plant pest surveys was a $104,000 reduction. The gypsy moth program was a $170,000 reduction. Dairy and food inspection, a $260,000 reduction. Food inspection lab, 75. No changes to marketing services. Ag development and finance, 129. And agency services, this was a savings within the commissioner's office. They had proposed for $32,000 savings. And again, 27 of that will be ongoing. And those are sort of all operational savings. So again, those are all in the governor's budget, and the Senate doesn't have anything beyond that. On to grants. The Senate is proposing not doing the reduction to sustainable ag demo grants. The governor had proposed a $6,000 reduction there. The next items were all the way down to line 20, were all reductions that were in the gov's budget. On line 20 is the second harvest milk grants. The governor had proposed a 6% reduction in that, and the Senate is proposing no reduction to the second harvest milk grants. The rest of the items down to ethanol payments, again, were all governor-level recommended reductions. These are about 6% reductions to each of these grant programs where available. Sometimes there's some money available the first year, and most of the time the money was already spent the first year. Under ethanol payments, the governor had proposed a total of $1.676 million of reductions What the Senate has here is $3.31 million of reductions per year. As you remember, last year there was a reduction in ethanol payments that was one time. This leaves about $8.6 million in each fiscal year 10 and 11. And this cut to ethanol payments would be permanent. And it would leave about $11.9 million in the out years for ethanol payments. Under the current budget, had there been no further reduction, they were going to finish making payments in fiscal year 2013, the deficiency payments, plus have some left over. This will push the deficiency payments out to fiscal year 2014. So it'll be done with the payments sometime during the fiscal year 14, if there's no other further reductions beyond this $3.3 million. So the net change to the Department of Ag is $7.581 million compared to the governor of $2.7 million. And again, this is mostly because of the higher reduction in ethanol payments. And actually, some of the other cuts, we took smaller cuts than what the governor had proposed. Animal Health Board, this is the same level of reductions recommended in the governor's budget, a 2.2% reduction, or $228,000. AURI, the governor had recommended a $1.8 million reduction, which was about a 50% reduction to their ongoing budget. What the Senate is proposing here is a 5% reduction to their 10 and 11 budget, and then which ends up being $291,000, and then $190,000 of that would be permanent reduction. So it's going to that amount of cut versus the governor is a $1.533 million difference. On to the next side is all our military affairs and veteran affairs. There's no change to the budget for military affairs. And again, the veterans affairs, the governor had proposed $100,000 of ongoing money for the military honor guard. And what this budget is proposing is doing that $100,000, but just one time. And again, with the total cuts of $8.1 million in this proposal, new spending $100,000 gets you an $8 million reduction, which is about 4.9% of the general fund base in this area. And again, this proposal doesn't include any. There are some other proposals in the Gov's budget in the Department of Ag dealing with a couple non-general fund items, like a new fee for tree services and also extending the grants for the those other grants. Fertilizer grants. And we'll carry that in if there's another supplemental bill here. This is just dealing with general fund changes. So any other non-general fund issues that still arise here will go out separately. I'll happy to answer any questions.
Senator Scoy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Mueller, would you want to talk a little bit about the governor's general fund transfer? I didn't hear you mention that.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Scoy, the governor had proposed, you'll see on the backside on line 62, transferring a little over $1 million of money from, it was almost primarily from the ag fund, over to the general fund. And they hadn't specified exactly what account it was coming from within the ag fund. But that would have just been a one-time savings on the general fund. The Senate is proposing not doing any of those transfers into the general fund.
And Mr. Chair, Mr. Mueller, those when the department is here, was that the discussion we had with regard to the fees that were in those dedicated accounts, and they were taking some of the reserves? Is that transfer in money is, and the Senate's not doing that?
Right, Mr. Thank Chairman, you. Senator Scott, that's correct.
Any other? Questions? Senator Murphy?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, Mr. Mueller, I'm looking at one of the governor's documents here about the Support Our Troops license plate and the expenditure of that money. And maybe you can explain this $30,000 expenditure into this faith-based agency from that support our troops license plate fund.
Mr. Chairman and Senator Murphy, I'll do the best I can from my end, and maybe I think the Veterans Affairs here, too, may have some more information from their end. But yesterday or maybe the previous day, the State Department, State Government Division ran or put out some information showing all different funds that are being transferred from different agencies over to a fund for use with the governor's office to help pay for some of their staff and expenditures. And Mr. Bodern's actually works on that committee, too, so he can maybe help after I'm walking through it and correct me or add more information. But in that report, it showed $30,000 coming from the Support Our Troops account within Veteran Affairs going into that item. I have some since then, and I was notified of that too. And since then, I've asked for some information from both Finance and the Department of Veteran Affairs on what that $30,000 is going for. And they call it a faith-based interagency agreement, $30,000. That's just being transferred in fiscal year 10. And I think the department's here to test or can explain maybe what is that for, and is it being piggybacked with other funds, et cetera. But, yes, there is $30,000 that is going from the Support Our Troops account to an expenditure item within the governor's budget.
And Mr. Chair, Mr. Bodern, do you have any other information on that?
Mr. Chairman and Senator Murphy, the governor's office has funded a number of positions within the office through the years by the use of in recent years, with the use of interagency agreements. Basically, they enter into a contract with the other agencies for various personnel in the governor's office and the support for the governor's office in D.C. They entered into an agreement with the department to provide support for, I think, partial support for one position, providing, as according to documents we've received, support and outreach for underserved veterans. And that person was located, housed within the governor's office. Last year in the state government budget bill, that bill created a special account in the special revenue fund where all money received by the governor's office to fund those positions was deposited in that account. And then I think there was a limit placed on the amount that could be used by the governor's office from that special revenue account. And that's, I think, some of the documents you're looking at may reflect the statement of the fund statement from that account.
Well, Mr. Chairman, maybe Mr. Puglisi could shed a little light on this and, you know, tell me a little bit why the governor's office needed, you know, and this money was obviously, I mean, your department would have been using this $30,000, is that correct?
Mr. Chair, Senator Murphy, we agreed to assist with providing some funding for this position because we felt we could utilize it to do outreach to the underserved veteran community. The person that was in the position was very well entrenched with the faith-based communities, and we were wanting to reach out there. So when the opportunity presented itself from the governor's office, we felt this was a good usage of some of that fund. So we weren't required to do it. They asked if we could participate so that they could keep this position, and we saw value in doing it for our department.
Well,
Senator Murphy.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, Mr. Puglisi, that same individual doing that same work could do it under the Department of Veterans Affairs. Is that correct?
Senator Vickerman, Senator Murphy, yes, they could have.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Puglisi.
Welcome.
Other questions? I questioned that myself because I had one of the first ones. License plates. I had a son that bought one. He said that money will all go to help those veterans.
now I find out it might be doing something else. I'm going to follow up on that to be sure we know exactly what took place there. It isn't the amount of money, it's the idea.
That's kind of the point that I was making, Mr. Chairman. It's the idea, because in the Department of Transportation, using some of the funds that are not constitutionally dedicated, some of the same things have been going on in the transportation world, and last year we kind of put an end to that. So, you know, hopefully future governors won't try to use other departments' funds to fund their operation. I mean, if a governor needs more money to fund his operation, he should just ask the legislature. You know, we do the funding, and if they've got good reasons, and from what Mr. Puglisi said, this person is obviously doing some work on veterans' behalf, put them in the Department of Veterans Affairs. You know, that's where our veterans go to get service. And I think everybody in Minnesota knows that. But, you know, not every veteran knows that you go down to the governor's office to get Veterans Affairs work done. So,
Mr. Chair.
Senator Langstaff.
Mr. Chair, this has been going on in a lot of different funds. And in many cases, this is a fee for service. I think even the ATV account, which is they pay a fee and then it's supposed to go for trails and this type of thing. And that it's sort of the case, has been the case of where it isn't constitutionally dedicated. The governor just goes along and picks it up. When that happens, it really becomes a tax. Whatever amount that goes for something other than that for that fee and that service really is a tax. So I think it's, I know it's very upsetting to the people involved in it. I don't know how many different funds it was, but I know the airport fund, he took $15 million here a couple years ago, and we're trying to kind of pay it back with some bonding projects. And I don't know, I think we've, maybe with this year's bonding, you know, we're some, probably got about half of it paid back. But it just seems like it isn't right at all when people pay a fee and then it's dumped into the general fund and spent for something entirely unrelated.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Kubley just handed me a note, and evidently he's done a little more homework than I have, but he says the governor's office has $640,000 in payroll being paid by other departments. And that's
Mr. Chair and Senator Murphy, that was done by Senator Betzold's Committee on State Government.
Okay. Well, then it must be a pretty firm number. And it's not that these activities probably don't need to happen. I mean, this is an example, this faith-based individual who's working with veterans. You know, obviously the work needs to happen. And, you know, the work in the governor's office, if they do need these funds, then, you know, he should come and just ask for them. And, you know, we'll either say yes or no, or, you know, we'll give you half of what you want or whatever. But, you know, just to go around, you know, to these other agencies and you know, enter into these agreements so that you can swap this money, that voids what we do here. I mean, we're the ones that are supposed to be putting the budgets together and figuring out what makes sense and what doesn't. And when we put a budget together and the money goes out to these agencies, we expect them to use it appropriately. And then, you know, we find out that this kind of, I don't know,
shell game.
The shell game is kind of going on, and you know, just, you know, $30,000 doesn't sound much, but then you add up the $30,000, and like Senator Kubley says, it's $640,000 all of a sudden, and you know, granted, we're facing a deficit that's in the hundreds of millions of dollars, and you know, kind of kicking around $640,000 doesn't sound like much, but you know, if you don't watch the smaller numbers, the bigger ones get away from you. And, you know, I hope we pay a little better attention to that.
Mr. Bonham, do you have something you'd like to add?
Mr. Chairman and Senator Murphy, just a little bit more additional information on the interagency agreements and kind of adding to what Senator Kubley pointed out. Before the state government budget last session, the
in 2009 session, there was no limit on the amount the governor could use the interagency agreements for as part of the negotiations and compromise that went into that bill. The governor's office agreed to accept a limit on the use of the interagency agreements for staffing the governor's office, and that that bill created a $702,000 limit.
Senator Deal.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Murphy or Senator Kubley, is it $640,000? Is that a monthly or a yearly number? Or biennial? Or
I think it's an annual number.
Annual. Okay.
Senator Deal.
Well, Mr. Chairman, you know, the bottom line is you know, we want the governor's, you know, we don't want to cripple the governor's office, just like we wouldn't want to be crippled here in the legislature because we didn't have enough funds to, you know, run the operation the way people think we ought to. And I'm not saying that the governor doesn't need this. It's just that, you know, these agreements kind of go against what we're doing here. And I'd rather have it in black and white instead of you see these transfers, you know, come every so often. And let's just do it up front. And, you know, I think it's pretty black and white then. So.
Anybody else?
Mr. Chairman, do you need a motion to move your bills?
Do you have to?
Well, Mr. Chairman, if there are no more questions on Mr. Mueller's spreadsheet, I just want to just walk you through the language in the egg. Article 1, just real quickly, there's one rider in there that's not reflected in the spreadsheet. I'm going to make sure I point that out to you. But basically, this just effectuates the spreadsheet. You can see the language is just boilerplate language on page 1, and then the individual riders should reflect the amount or the items in the spreadsheet, especially the ones that where we had riders last year where we're trying to make sure we reduce from the same program. The one, though, on page 2, lines 2.15 to 2.20, this was something in the governor's budget to extend the next-gen bioenergy projects another year. So what this does is normally if it's encumbered by the end of the biennium, they have another year to actually spend the money. This gives them 2 years to spend the money as long as they were encumbered by July 1st or June 30th of 2009. So that was something requested by the agency. It doesn't do anything for the general fund reconciliation, but it is all general fund money, so we included it here. But that was something requested by the agency in the governor's budget. And then you can see in the administration and financial assistance, you'll see all the riders for the various individual items that Mr. Mueller mentioned. Otherwise, there really isn't anything unusual in here. It just effectuates what's in the spreadsheet. And if anybody has any questions on this.
Any questions? Article 2 then.
Mr. Chairman, very briefly, basically the same thing for Article 2. There's only one appropriation in here, and that's shown on the bottom of the page, and it's limited to it's a one-time appropriation for the honor guards.
Any questions? Senator Gill.
In all the years I've been here, I don't remember getting a report on what the Minnesota Livestock Breeders Association does, although I've seen their letters come in with their list of resolutions and what they want us to do. So I think we're giving them, what, 25,000 or 20, something like that?
Reduction.
It's cut back a little bit, I think, but does anybody here know what they do?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Dill, that rider's been carried for many years.
Is it artificial?
Welcome to the committee.
Mr. Chair, my name is Quinn Cheney. I'm the policy director at the Minnesota Department of Agriculture. And Senator Dill, Mr. Chair, we do receive a letter from each of these grantees letting us know what they're using that money for, and I don't have that with me, but I can certainly bring that or get a copy of that to you.
So, Mr. Chair, Ms. Cheney, so in other words, they communicate with you and let you know what they want, And then do they send you a thank you note after they get what they want?
Mr. Chair, not one has not ever arrived on my desk.
Well, what do they do?
Mr. Chair, I don't actually know at this point, but I can get you that information, Senator Dill.
Before that,
it's coming out tomorrow. Follow up, Senator Dill, or?
I guess not.
Anybody else have a question of Quinchini? Thank you very much for coming up. Anybody in the audience would like to testify on this budget? If they would, I'd ask them to come up now. I don't see anybody. Before we take and move this, I'd like to have had more money. I think all of them would, but we had to stay within our targets. Enough pressure got put on by, not me, as much as the rest of the members, said, you know, we can't live with that big a cut, 25 or 30% cut. We can't do that. We're willing to go back to what everybody else cuts. So we were able to pick up about 10 million more. So it's a good bill. We all ought to be proud of it. Could have been worse. Might get worse before 2-3 years from now, but at least it's going to come out of there this year. And we didn't touch veterans. One thing else we had to touch was ag, and that kind of gets it linen, but I think we done it ag fairly. I don't think it hurt him. Really. So is there any more questions? If not, Senator Dill.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to thank you for going to bat for agriculture. I think without you, we would be in much worse shape, and you didn't like the way it was when it first came up and how much we had to cut, but you put your foot down and got some more money, and thank you for that.
Well, I said we wouldn't accept that, but that helped come from you, Paul. I mean, Mr. Coring should say.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I want to I have a lot of farmers in my district, and I just want to say that this will be your last bill that you'll work on in the Senate, and I want to speak on behalf of the farmers that I represent and veterans, and thank you for all your hard work over these years of public service, and say that I personally, and I know I can speak on behalf of my constituents, to say really appreciate it very much. You're a fine man, and I'm really proud to have known you.
Well, thank you for the comment, but remember that you all share in that. I just work here, and any one of you could have done the same thing. If you'd, I believe, I'll say that in all honesty. If
not as good as you.
Mr. Barbisi?
Mr. Chair, I would like to just echo Senator Coring's sentiments. You've been a champion of veterans since I've been the deputy, and we really appreciate it. The veteran community appreciates it. We've grown tremendously and are doing great things because of your leadership. So thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. I really appreciate it.
Yep, Mr. Chairman, I can say as another guy that's heading out of here that, you know, the first couple of years I was here, I was Senator Vickerman's vice chair, and so I had one of those palatial offices down there by his the ones where the desk wrapped like all the way around the city of St. Paul. But, you know, I tell you, we've had a lot of good times together, Senator, and I really appreciate your leadership and your friendship, and this place is a better place because of you.
Any other discussion? Not
Mr. Chairman, I would move the committee report.
Senator Murphy, do we vote? Senator Murphy moves to the committee report. Is there any further discussion? Not all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All adopted. Members, when you leave here, with pride. We've done a lot this year with no money. Nobody should complain. should be one ag person or one person from the military that isn't happy with a little amount of money we had to work with. And we worked together. We got it done. Is there any other discussion? Not, then we stand adjourned.